Deer Trucking Awesome. What do you think of when someone says tough? Honestly, I think of a Toyota truck. Tundra's one mean mother of a truck with a twin-turbo V6, an incredible going power, and the Tacoma claws through terrain with a taller suspension and lots of creature comforts in the cockpit. Both Toyota trucks are decked out with tons of cool features and tech you'll dig. Check them out at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast. I am one of your two co-hosts, Patrick Lyons.
And I'm Susie Hunter. Patrick, before we talk about anything, we need to acknowledge your new home studio because it is the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, you can't see a ton of it, but behind me is the piece de resistance, a sheet, uncut sheet from 1987 Tops. Has some of my favorite players from that year. And all the way at the top, we'll have to get this out on the social medias here at some point, but all the way at the top is a little card from a left-handed starting pitcher for the Kansas City Royals by the name of Bud Black. So that was
we
a
know
fun
him.
Little Easter egg when I saw that.
We yeah. know him. We talk about him every single day. This is perfect.
Yeah, that was a cool little Easter egg to see that up there. Something I've had for like 15 years. And so got the office redecorated. It's ready to go. I feel like my writing prowess has grown. It's a little bit better. The carpeting beneath my feet feels even softer. It's great. So I'm glad you enjoy the backdrop here, which you can see over on the DNVR Sports Channel on YouTube. Of course, we've got Pirates Rockies to talk about from last night. Some history being made in several different ways. We'll preview the game on a Tuesday, a 4:35 start, basically your pregame show, let's face it. And of course, we're going to play a fun game, as we always do. Say what?
Say what? It's like one of my favorite games. Yeah, we're going to test your knowledge, see if you're paying attention to what these guys are saying out there in the media.
So Sunday, we had the longest game of the season at, I want to say, 3 hours, 6 minutes. Were you ready for how quick people were literally blinking and they turned the game on and it was in the eighth inning, or they yawned? Yawns take longer than blinks, scientifically proven, but they yawned and the game was over. It was 1 hour, 55 minutes, tied for the second quickest 9-inning game this season. And it's the second quickest game in Rockies history. Is that too quick?
You know what? It felt more normal. Like yesterday's game, even though it was less than 2 hours, felt like more of a normal time now that I'm used to the pitch clock, as opposed to the 3 hour game that felt like a lifetime. So I feel like I have adjusted so quickly to the pitch clock. But you know what? Pitcher's duels will do that to you. That was such a fast game. It absolutely flew by.
Yeah, great point. It was all about the starting pitching. Mitch Keller against Kyle Freeland. Kyle Freeland, man, since that start against the Pirates, where he gave up 9 runs, 7 earned. He's been absolutely fantastic. In fact, I had to do the quick math there to figure out, well, if you took out his second inning, because that second inning, he gave up 6 runs, 4 were earned. We saw a Montero error there.
And you're talking about the previous Pirates series, correct? Yes.
Yeah, the previous Pirates
series. Just to clarify, right? In case you're not paying attention.
That's right. Yeah, I think that was an April 17th start. Mm-hmm. And he only walked one, gave up 4 singles, but, you know, was charged with 4 runs there. You take that out of the record, 2.84 ERA. He's still at 3.57 right now, which is really good. But it's Kyle Freeland is definitely locked in. Made one bad pitch, gave up a two-run home run to Rodolfo Castro. And that was it. That was the really the only action of this whole entire game.
Nothing else happened. Not a damn thing. Yeah, what an interesting game. I thought it was also so interesting. Both pitchers threw about 100 pitches, but one of them lasted all nine innings. And of course, it was not Kyle Freeland. The Rockies got shut out by one dude on the mound.
One dude, yeah, Mitch Keller. We talked about this a little bit yesterday with Mitch Keller. You know, he was a high first round pick, and just kind of took him a while to develop and kind of get his legs underneath him. And we saw like how good he is, and that potential's there. So had the complete game shutout, only the third Pittsburgh Pirates pitcher to ever throw a shutout against these Colorado Rockies. The first was Paul Wagner back in 1995. I kind of remember that name. There's also two brothers who are Hall of Famers from the Pirates, Paul Wehner and Lloyd Wehner, who, fun story, their nicknames were Big Poison and Little Poison. And so you go, oh, that's a cool nickname to be called Poison, right?
Yeah, that's cool.
That's fun.
I love you. I mean, I feel like we were talking about this not on the show yesterday, but just like nicknames where it's like big this, little that. We got Big Toe, we got Little Toe in the Rockies organization.
That's it. Well, what's funny is, as cool as Poison sounds, that wasn't the word that was being shouted at them. These the only brothers that are in the Hall of Fame. They were in New York, and it was someone with a thick New York accent saying, "Hey, there's a big Poison and a little Poison." And Person became Poison.
Oh, so it's Paul supposed Wagner, to be Person.
Yes.
Got it.
So I think that's a funny story. And then the other one was Jeff Suphan in 2003. Seventh Pirate to throw nine innings against the Rockies in a single start. Also on that list, you'll like this, Susie, was back in 2004, Oliver Perez. That wasn't even his rookie year. Like, that's how long Oliver Perez has been around. He's retired, right? He did retire, or is he still kicking around?
I mean, there's no way to know.
Until he throws out the first pitch at a Mets game and the Rockies scout him, he could still be technically unretired.
He may still be at large.
He's at large. The defense was solid. Defense was solid again yesterday. Doyle, another one of those diving catches. Tovar looked really smooth. In fact, we have an article that just went up on the DNVR.com about, you know, the struggles that Tovar had in April and how he's really busted out in a big way the last few weeks, both offensively as well as defensively. And you can check that out for free over at the DNVR.com. as well.
Tovar's been good. Such a great bright spot right now.
He has been. And, you know, and I put in the article, like, you know, say what you will about the Rockies maybe not, you know, bringing the excitement level to what you would like for them to, and still they've got a long way to go up uphill to avoid 100 losses, or to at least, you know, maybe avoid losing 98 games and tying for the worst record in franchise history. But the one highlight, undoubtedly the biggest thing, the exciting thing to watch for every day, because he's making these kind of plays every day that you go, wow, that's pretty impressive from a 21-year-old, it's Ezekiel Tovar. He is the must-see watch right now for the Rockies. Not the team quite as much all the time. Sometimes the team is exciting to watch, but Tovar is undoubtedly exciting to watch.
Yes, every single day he has been exciting to watch, especially this past like week or so. But, you know, the Rockies have been really fun to watch the past week also, which has been really exciting.
Yeah, it has been. I was looking up just random statistics, and as it came up, do you know who has played the most games this year for the Colorado Rockies?
Ooh, who has played the most games this year?
Who is it? So then you got to think who has not sat out the most. I know I'm saying the same thing.
Yeah, no. Let me get there. Okay, maybe Rymack, maybe Profar. I'm gonna guess Profar actually.
In a weird way, even though I knew I had the information in front of me, I asked the question to myself and I go, okay, Profar, he wasn't even there the first three games of the season. So we're like totally forgetting that.
Right.
Technically, already he's like disqualified. Ezekiel Tovar has played the most out of anybody on the Rockies. And I go, oh yeah, that's right. I've probably only seen Trejo at shortstop two or three times. And you go, yeah, they are running this kid out there, and he's just, he's been so impressive. Equally as impressive, and maybe surprisingly as impressive, is Elias Diaz, who catchers need their days off. Not him, apparently.
Unreal. Yeah, hashtag no days off for Elias Diaz. But also, he's just, imagine trying to run on Elias Diaz. Like, what a mistake that is, because he will get you.
Yeah, he should do a little Mutombo. Like, don't dash, a little finger wag. Nah, 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 nah. Don't dash on me.
Have you been working on that?
Just improv'd it right now. Look, that's my
we love a good prov
skills coming in handy. Yeah, he gunned down 3 base stealers yesterday. Actually, tied the franchise record for 3 in a game. Last time that had happened was Yordan Torrealba in LA back in 2008. So right now he's thrown out 53% of all base stealers. If he were to stay on that trajectory, he would set a new franchise mark. The record is in back in 2005. Danny Ardois, yes, 22 of 45 base stealers he caught stealing. So one of those deep cut names. If you know, you know. Probably worth a free beer at the DNVR bar as well.
Yeah, if you show up in that jersey, I'll buy you a shot. How about that?
You know what? So that's good to know. So the Discord. I don't know what the difference is between this year and last year, but like our Rockies Discord channel, which again is only for the diehards that are signed up to dnvr.com. But like these guys are amazing. Like they're saying things that sometimes make me go, oh, I actually hadn't even thought of that yet. They're getting the conversation going. They've actually pitched, and I think this should be a thing, every month there should be a new player jersey that the diehards only Discord gets to pick. And they're like, you know what? If you come to the bar in a Castro jersey, Harold Castro, hitting Harold, you should get a free drink. And I think, you know what? I think that is fair. So that's one of those perks, I think, of being a diehard at the dnvr.com, besides all the free content, the 15% off.
Is this an ad read?
Yeah. Oops. Sorry, I just slipped into one by accident. There.
Oops, it's an ad read.
Yeah. Oops, all ad reads. No, no one would listen to that show. That's the opposite of the show.
That was my Friday show. Oops, all ad reads.
your last Friday one, you mean?
Yeah. Because I read all the wrong ads for the first break, and then I had to do all of them for the second break. It was a mess. And
you know what? That happened to me the other day where like I read 2 that were the wrong day, and I go, all right, let's pivot, let's transition out of this. And so you know what? We actually both made the same mistake in the same week, which is pretty wild. And when we're talking wild, you know what we're talking about. The DNVR bar, Nuggets watch party. If you can't get tickets to game 5 down at the ball, go to the next best thing, Baby Ball. It's the spot on the corner of Colfax, New York. 50% off food and drink. I mean, 20% off DNVR locker. 20% off all the gear that you want to just buy down at the bar. 20% off all the takeovers and tailgates. We've talked about another takeover of Coors Field. Nothing is official yet, but we are working on getting another one. And again, once that goes on sale, you got to get those tickets as soon as possible, because we did sell out and we anticipate that there to be even more and even quicker ticket sales to go down for that one. So all kinds of good stuff over at thednvr.com. All kinds of great stuff from the folks at Backus and Shanker.
Backus and Shanker.
So good, hitting the pitch every single time. Backus and Shanker is hitting it out of the park each and every time, because look, they've been doing it for 25 years, so they've got the experience. They've got a team. They've got a full roster, 100 folks on staff, 30 lawyers, and the results are there. The proof is in the pudding, to the tune of $1 billion. That is a very expensive order of pudding. But Backus and Shanker is going to make sure that they get the deal done for you. And look, they're going to work for you for free. You can consult them for free. They're going to do work for you for free. It's all free until they win some money for you. Absolutely fantastic. ColoradoLaw.net online, or just give them a call. 222-2222. All Alexi Amaristas. we could still say all Jonathan Dazas, because he's still in the organization.
He's still in the organization.
Not gonna get his number yet.
I was going to say, is he still wearing number 2 down in Albuquerque?
I don't know. There's not always a crossover between the AAA number and then the big league number.
Let's find out. I'm going to I'm going to consult my sources and I hope we find out by the end of the show.
Okay. Yes. I would like to know. Yeah, there. And I wonder how many players, and this should be a spreadsheet. All right. I've given myself some homework. How many players have worn the same number in AAA as in the big leagues for the Rockies? Because chances are there's very few, if any, because just a different population of numbers.
Exactly.
So that's cool. All right. So you're going to get on that one. You're going to do that. While you're doing that, everyone make sure they get over and check out Volo Sport, especially because right now they're doing something pretty cool where they've got some free drop-ins. They've got a Volo Pass launch party. That was fantastic over on Cinco de Mayo. They've got even more things coming up. May 11th is actually when May League registration closes. So get on top of that because they're in all over the nation. And they've been coming into our bar having an amazing time. And so I know I personally need to sign up. I'm a little bit busy with the season. I know you are too, Susie. Mm-hmm. So that's okay because for folks like us and for folks that are out there listening, they've got a nice option where it's $20 per month for a three-month membership, and you can just drop in, and you can just do a pickup. You can get into tournaments. It's really fantastic. You can do $200 for the year. There's a beta version where it's $10 for a month, for 3 months. So there's a lot of different options to play volleyball, soccer, kickball, or go bowling with the entire DNVR crew, who apparently they are dominating on alleys down at Cherry Creek every Monday night.
Yeah, they've been so good. Yeah, they were there last night. It's like a whole thing that they do every single Monday. It sounds so much fun. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it's fun. And they're not just in Cherry Creek too, right? They're in Lodo, Rhino, the Highlands, Sloan's Lake. Also, we're talking Aurora, Northfield, Inglewood. So in and around the Denver metro area, it's absolutely fantastic. It's a Volo Sport. We got to find out if they have a wiffle ball league because that'll be the one that you and I will have to sign up for.
I mean, if they have wiffle ball or even blitz ball, oof, sheesh. I'm all over it.
Yeah, I'd be down for that. I definitely would be down for that. Elias Diaz with those three caught stealing. Two of them were via strike him out, throw him out. Patrick Saunders found this little piece of information out, courtesy of Elias Sports Bureau. It was the first time that they had two strike him out, throw him out in a game since 2006. That was also Yorvi Torrealba. And back then in 2006 when he did it, they were both to end an inning. So, again, one of those rarities whenever you go to a game or watch a game, you never know what could possibly happen. So that's why we're going to be watching tonight. You know what? I'll tell you what. You know what we're not going to see tonight? We are not going to see Chris Bryant reach the 2,000 hit milestone. And that's because last night we saw him reach the 1,000 hit milestone for Mr. KB23.
This was so exciting. We love a milestone, and this is a big one for Chris Bryant.
Yeah, it really is. Debuted back in 2015, got his first hit at Wrigley Field against Tyson Ross. His first one against the Rockies came that summer, July 27th, 2015, against Jorge De La Rosa. Zach Davies, a guy that he used to face a lot when he was with the Brewers. Well, Davies is now with the Diamondbacks, so he's still in the same division as Chris Bryant. That's who he's gotten the most hits off of, 18. Had to look it up. Senzatella and Freeland have given up 4 hits against Chris Bryant. Marquez and Gomber have given up 1. So now they don't have to worry about facing him anymore. And and then we got more milestones. It's nice. Like, look, it's longevity. 1,000 doesn't roll off the tongue like 3,000 hits, right? But still, not a ton of guys have ever gotten 1,000 hits, and not a ton have done it with the Rockies either.
I was going to say, I wonder, yeah, who is even next in line for 3,000 hits?
Oof, on the Rockies right now?
Oh, no, like anywhere.
Oh, anywhere?
Yeah.
Oh, that Matt Carpenter. No, I have no idea. Who's sitting at 998 somewhere around the league? Gosh, I couldn't even begin to possibly think about it. Maybe Matt Carpenter. Now, he's been around a little bit longer, but he's been hurt. He's probably got 1,000 hits, and he's a high batting average kind of guy. He's probably over that mark, so we'll have to see. Yeah, that's pretty neat for him to have reached that. I also realized that the Pirates, of course, are 4-0 against the Rockies this season. They've never swept the Rockies in a year. They've never done it.
Ooh, this is juicy stuff. Yeah, I was curious to see how this game was going to go because the Rockies have been trending upward. The Pirates have been trending downward. Like, I think that might have been the first game in May that they've won. So, They're ebbing and flowing, but I would be surprised if they completely sweep the Rockies this season.
Yeah, 2015 was their worst year ever against the Pirates. They went 1-6, and all other years they've won at least two games. So historically speaking, Rockies will actually win these next two games. We'll have to wait and see. Yeah. On Tuesday, we got Connor Siebold against Luis L. Ortiz, making his 2023 debut for the Pirates. That's at 4:35. And then tomorrow, we got an early one. Is that 10:35?
Breakfast and baseball, my favorite.
Yeah, that's an early one. That's going to be an early one. We're at 10:35. So we'll be going live with a post-game show at 1 p.m. Mm-hmm. Absolutely wild. There was a lineup shakeup too, where Grichuk staying in there, batting second in the lineup for the Rockies. Profar dropping to seventh for the first time this year.
Wow.
Less than ideal for the guy they paid nearly $8 million to bat leadoff. Tovar's still in there. And also, you have to go to sixth in the lineup, in the Rockies lineup this year, before you reach someone under the age of 30.
The Rockies, a young team. Who knew?
Who? I don't know yet. Who? Does anyone know if they're young? Oh, boy. So wild. So friggin' wild. Yeah, quick game yesterday. I was also going back and reading some old Jason Stark, Philly guy, so I know you probably read a lot of him back in the day. And he's got a wonderful column where he finds, like, the most obscure statistics. So, of course, that's one of my favorite reads of the week. And going back a couple weeks ago when the Pirates and Rockies were home, Rockies won 14-3 against the Rockies. Did you know the Denver Broncos have never lost a game 14-3? That's a perfect football score. Two touchdowns, you kick a field goal, you come away with the L. Rockies did it against Pittsburgh a couple weeks ago.
Twice.
Broncos have never done it ever.
The Rockies did it twice in one series, and the Broncos have never... Wow, that is crazy. That is such a good football score, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that's weird. That's absolutely weird. I was also looking up Colorado Rockies lead all of MLB in challenges.
Really?
Challenging the most plays of, like, hey, buddy's throwing out his little red flag saying... Let's go ahead and review this. Let's get the headset on, do the whole thing. They've been at 50%, 7-14. They're actually only one of 11 teams who have won their challenges more than 50% of the time. Hmm. The two worst teams, Padres are 0-7. They are the worst. Next worst are the Mets, 0-6. They've yet to win a challenge this whole year. That's crazy.
Oh my gosh. Also, like, but maybe they'd win some more if they just, like, chirped up, chimed in about things they didn't like. The greasy, what is it? The squeaky wheel gets the oil. That's the saying. I'm like, what is the saying? Hi, I'm here. I'm here. I'm locked in.
You go. You got it. You got it. Kansas City and Miami, they're both 3-4. So, like, technically they lead 75%, but that's a super low number. We'll give the championship right now at this point in the season on May 9th to the Phillies. They're 5-7 in their challenges, 71%. So it's pretty good.
So the Rockies have had 14 challenges, and seven of them have been successful. Who is next in line in terms of just the number of challenges?
Just challenges in general.
Yeah.
That would be the Pittsburgh Pirates. So basically, can you bet on anywhere? Can you bet on, like, a double challenge game? I imagine that's one of those things. If you could bet on balls and strikes, you should bet on, will we see a challenge today? It's so random. There's no way of knowing it. It's really just like a coin toss kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or you're just
interesting.
Guessing.
Are we betting right now? I'm going to say, yeah, there's going to be a challenge today.
I think there will be. Well, we got to get more specific. We need tiebreakers. There will be two challenges today. Rockies will win theirs. Pirates will lose theirs. Go ahead and clip this bad boy out because I predicted it today. I'm the one.
Thank you for clarifying. I think it'll just be one challenge. Okay. And the Rockies will lose it.
That is a bummer.
Right. Alyssa liked that one. As long as she's laughing, I'm good.
That's it. Speaking of winning things, Jordan Beck, Northwest League Player of the Week, was 14 for 30 last week. Three doubles, five homers, 16 RBI in a week. In a week, 16 RBI for this guy. Unbelievable.
That's awesome. That is really cool. The future's bright. We love talking about the future. Hope springs eternal, as you like to say, Patrick.
Oh, so many times. I have a tattoo, my lower back, that says that, because I'm just a huge baseball guy.
Do not show us ever. We don't want to see it.
By the way, funny sidetrack, one of my best friends in high school, he got a tattoo, and he designed it himself.
Okay.
And at the time, I thought, oh, that's lame. You designed it yourself. Like, you're supposed to go to the tattoo artist, and they're the ones that are the pros, and they who should design it. And then as I got older, I realized, like, actually, you know what? Props to my friend. Like, that's cool that, you know, he was creative, and he designed his own logo for tattoo. So you know what? I probably shouldn't have given him so much crap. That I saw him, you know, years later, talked to him about it, and was reminded the fact that, despite the fact that he decorated, you know, a wonderful tattoo for himself, he did get it on his lower back the week before it kind of became a trademark of a certain demographic and gender.
Oh no! Oh,
it was like, yeah.
Poor guy. Is it like a good tattoo though?
It's a little tribally, so it's very of the time. It's very like the week
before.
What
tribe is your friend from in New Jersey? The Gabagools?
Yeah. He's Greek, so I mean, it makes sense.
Okay. There we go.
Ted, if you're out there, I will not give out your last name, but I'll just say, what's up, Ted?
Of course he's a Ted.
That's it.
Oh, a Greek Theodore. Ted? Couldn't be.
That's it. Now, shout out to, props to Grayson Griner, who is a name that we may have mentioned once. Now, he was a very, very late signing for the Rockies. AAA, a guy who had spent part of five seasons in the major leagues. Basically, once Willie McIver went down, we talked about this yesterday a little bit with Danielle Allentuck, some of the prospects that we previewed in the first segment, like Jordan Beck. But Willie McIver goes down. He's going to be out for about 6 weeks. He might be on the comeback trail. That could be an indicator with the news that Grayson Griner put out there on all social platforms, was that Grayson Griner retiring. So, you know, it seemed like maybe he was kind of on the fence about retiring anyway. And the Rockies said, look, we need you to do a job here. We're out of catcher. We need an experienced guy like yourself. Come on in, you know, maybe make a couple bucks. Maybe this will look good for his coaching future. But Grayson Griner, short-lived career with the Isotopes, but definitely a very purposeful career. So congratulations on a wonderful career to Grayson Griner. But he's stepping aside and retiring.
Yeah, wow. I was, I mean, good for him. Good, best of luck to him on his the next chapter of his life. But yeah, a lot of catcher moves the past week. I'm exhausted.
Very true. All right. Before we play our game, I do want to look at some images here, Susie,
yes.
Because the Pirates have a free shirt promo on Fridays. And these shirts, some of them go hard, some of them are okay. Maybe you can rate them.
Okay.
But here's some of them. Super producer Alyssa will pop it up, and we'll take it as they come. These are, again, just free shirts that the Pirates are giving away on Friday.
Every Friday? Every Friday they're giving away a shirt?
They've got a few coming up. Yeah, I don't know the exact dates, but...
Many Fridays.
Not
all Fridays, but many of them. Got it. I just wanted to make sure I understood what Pittsburgh has to offer.
All right, look at this one. This one... Classic black and yellow. It says Yinzer Palooza. Oh, Palooza, of course.
Yinzer Palooza. You know what? I like this one a lot. And it's shaped like a keystone because Pennsylvania is the keystone state. I always forget that Pittsburgh is in Pennsylvania, even though I'm also technically from Pennsylvania. Philly's not Pennsylvania. It's a different state. It's its own thing.
Different country, different world.
It's
and then you've got
world.
One that... And then you've got one that it might lack some pop, right? Doesn't have a lot of color. It's a black t-shirt with an off-white coloration of the lettering and the numbers on there, but mm-hmm. it pays homage to the Negro National League team that did play in Pittsburgh, the Homestead Grays. So that's a nice touch. So again, the Yinzer one pops more and looks great. The Grays, just a good one to have in your collection because it honors the Negro Leagues.
These are actually, I think these shirts both go so hard. Also, I'm realizing, I'm like, oh, the shape is the Heinz Ketchup logo too, because there is a rich Heinz Ketchup history in Cleveland, Pittsburgh. Oh my gosh. I don't know. Where am I? What year is it?
That's right. I hadn't realized that. It is Heinz. And for anyone that doesn't know, like, what is that word Keystone? It's also a nickname for second base. Sometimes if you look it up, second base and shortstop.
I've never heard that.
Are the Keystone positions, but typically you hear the Keystone spot more mm-hmm. along the lines of the second baseman, because the second baseman you think of is aligned with the second base, which is in the top middle of the diamond. And that's what a keystone is. It is the stone that you place in the middle of a curved archway. So it holds up the two ends. And for a while, that's what Pennsylvania was. It kind of connected New England with, you know, the Midwest. And so Pennsylvania, Keystone State.
Yes, thank you for letting our viewers know. These? What are these? These are that one is very yellow, maybe like a little too yellow. I'm going to say that this first shirt, does that say Let's Go Bucks? I'm going to say this does not go hard.
See, I'm okay with it. I don't own a lot of yellow shirts for my complexion, but as far as shirts
go. As you shouldn't, you should never wear yellow.
I like the Saved by the Bell motif, though. It's a nice throwback-looking shirt. And again, mm-hmm. as a freebie, that's pretty nice. And then this one on the right pays homage to, like, the early 90s when the Pirates decided, you know what, let's use a little bit of red in our uniforms and our caps. How do you like the one on the red, on the right, Susie?
You know what? I like the art on this. It's very vintage looking. The red is throwing me off a little bit for sure, because that's definitely not a Pittsburgh color, but I like this one a lot. I'm not going to say it goes hard, like, but it goes.
Yeah. They're great throwbacks. Like there are going to be people, you know, that go into a Goodwill or an ARC somewhere in the greater Pittsburgh area in a year or two, find these and be like, oh my God. This is 30 years old. Like, I'm going to make so much money on Mercari or something like that. No, sorry. It was a 2023 giveaway by the Colorado Rockies. So,
by the Colorado Rockies?
By the Pittsburgh Pirates.
There we go. So, none of us know where we are today. It's fine.
It's wishful thinking. You know, Pirates, they've got a Hall of Fame, a team Hall of Fame. I want the Rockies to get one.
Would love that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's all the free shirts that the Rockies are giving away now are part of like a bigger package that you have to like actually pay for, which is not great. But I'll tell you what is great, Game Time tickets, because they are giving you $20 on your first purchase. You use code DNVR when you sign up. First time users, you get $20 off. So depending on how little interest there is in an event where they're selling tickets to, that could very well be a Rockies game, you can buy a whole row or buy four seats for you and your friends. It's fantastic. Or if it's a Nuggets game, you go, well, Patrick, I'm going to pay for a fraction of my ticket price for the Nuggets. So, I mean, that's nice. It's $20 back in my pocket. But the best part about Game Time is that if you wait closer to the start of the event, even as close as about 60 minutes, tickets are still there. And ticket brokers and folks that are unfortunately enough could not make it to the game, they're going to lower their prices slowly but surely. Go in there, snipe. Get a lower than face value ticket, up to about 60% lower than face value. Then use that code DNVR, get $20 off, and you're going to feel really good watching a trademark all-time classic Nikola Jokic game for the Nuggets in Game 5 tonight, and you're going to save money doing it as well with Game Time tickets.
Such a good deal. I'm already looking up tickets for Saturday, even though Saturday is my night off. But the Phillies are in town, so like it would be weird if I wasn't there. So I'm like, I got to figure out where I'm going to sit. Ticket prices are okay right now, but I know they're going to drop.
So I know sometimes you will, you know, do some binge listening on Patrick shows, and you might not listen to the day of. It might be the day after. But did you, by any chance, hear the news from Danielle Allentuck about her weekend plans? This weekend coming up?
Oh, she's, up, I'm pretty sure this is the weekend she goes to Philly for Taylor Swift.
Yeah, she, that would be correct. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I know which show she's going to. Yeah, no, we've talked at length about her Taylor Swift plans. It's like that we have like baseball and Taylor Swift in common.
So if you have a choice, and I guess technically you still do if you wanted to jump on a plane for Friday night and spend a lot of money, but just at face value alone, would you want to be in an arena with, I don't know, 80,000 people watching Taylor Swift for about 2.5 hours? Or would you rather spend 3 days at the ballpark with Bryce Harper? Which of those two would you like more?
I mean, I would rather see Taylor Swift, but I'm planning on going to that show with my friends here in Denver. So I feel like it's something that I want to share with my friends who also love Taylor Swift. I don't have like a lot of Swiftie friends in Philly anymore. So, yeah. So I technically would rather see Taylor Swift, but I will be watching Bryce Harper back in action all freaking weekend. That'll be fun for me.
Yeah, no, that'll be exciting. I'm looking forward to Bryce coming back here to mm-hmm. play. That'll be a lot of excitement going on for that. And of course, if you're pre-gaming for Game 5 of the Nuggets, or you're pre-gaming for the Rockies game, whatever it is, 13 home games in 17 days. Come down to the DNVR bar, have some Avalanche Ale. And you know what? Even if you just are hanging out at home and you can't make it down to the corner of Colfax and York, fear not, because you can go to breckbrew.com, go to the Breck Brew locator, and find out where you can get it in your neighborhood. That Avalanche Ale, that caramel malt, that lends the toffee sweetness with a touch of bittering hops. Ooh. And it gives the beer such a clean finish. It's a well-rounded, flavorful beer, as we call it. The Harold Castro of Breck Brews.
What a well-rounded young man and a well-rounded beer.
Yeah, can do it all. The beer can do it all. Harold Castro can do it all. It's absolutely amazing. And of course, if you want to get a Harold Castro bobblehead, you're going to have to wait a little bit longer. But you can at least email the folks over at FOCO, because they make bobbleheads for everybody else. They make hats and shirts for all the teams, all of the colleges and universities as well. It's amazing. And it's not just in our market. So you know about the back-to-back Jokic bobblehead. You know about, you know, Joe Sakic, Stanley Cup bobbleheads, the Broncos. We've got an awesome spring training one that they sent us that's just, it looks like it should cost $150, and it's a fraction of that.
I wish even I had better. It in reach. But well, it's sometimes I hold it up.
It is almost like winning a Moon Man for an MTV Movie Award. You know,
low key,
got the bobblehead for the Moon Man. That's just me. But if you use code DNVR when you go to foco.com, you can get 10% off all non-presale items that are available. That's it. That's the ticket. Again, get something for a loved one in a different market. That's quite all right. That's all good. Mark in the chat, he is saying he would rather hang out with Bryce Harper than go see Taylor Swift. He is a little bit maybe surprised and disappointed. That might be the first time Mark has disagreed with one of us, perhaps.
What are we doing here, he says. let me clear my throat and explain myself. Here's the thing. Both of them have such impressive careers. Listen, I love Bryce Harper. I would die for Bryce Harper. I love that he's back. I can't wait to see him. But Taylor Swift, I mean, she does not go on tour too often. She's just got this one summer going on right now. Bryce Harper, we've got a lot of years left to see him too.
That's true. Both are headed to the Hall of Fame, right? We can agree on that.
Yeah, definitely.
That's true. They're both headed that way. And you've also, and even though, so this concert is in Philly, so that's different. You got to get on a plane. Can't even happen last minute. You have definitively decided to go see Taylor Swift over Aaron Judge coming up this summer. You have made that decision.
To be fair, the Yankees are in town for 3 games. Taylor Swift is in town for 2 shows. I'm going to go to one of the shows. So it's not like I'm not going to see Aaron Judge. I'm just going to miss him for one night.
Okay. See, I don't want you to feel bad, but I will also be missing one of those Yankees series games.
Because you're going to the show with us?
It's better for me. Heartwarming. It's my aunt/godmother's 75th birthday. So we're having a nice little surprise party. So
oh my gosh, I hope she doesn't watch this show.
Not a big fan. No, not a big fan.
Wait, which night? We haven't talked about this.
It's Saturday. It's the same day as the Taylor Swift show.
Okay. All right. We're going to have to...
We'll figure it out.
Look, you know, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
Taylor Swift only comes around once a year. My aunt only has a 75th surprise birthday party once a year also. So you know what? Like, we'll figure it out. It'll be fine.
Woo!
It'll be fine. But I will say that my Aunt Pat does have a Broncos tattoo. She's a diehard Broncos fan.
Really? Does your Aunt Pat live out here?
Yeah, she lives in the Springs, Colorado.
Oh, okay,
Springs.
Okay.
She paved the way. She paved the trail for everybody else that has come to move to Colorado. So
I'm glad we're talking about this here on our live show.
I know people, anyone who tunes in right now that are saying, say what? And that's a segue and a transition to a fun game we love to play that Susie loves to host.
Say what? All right, Patrick, I'm going to give you some out of context quotes and you're going to tell me who said that. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's start off. This is a long one. All right, quote. If you know me, you know competition is everything to me. And it kind of felt like I was being called out there. Looking back on it, probably not the wisest decision I've made in my big league career. Patrick, who said that? And also, what were they talking about?
Wow. So it looks like the silhouette looks like Sasquatch. Again, one of the reasons why you need to make sure you're watching over on the DNVR Sports channel on YouTube. And if somebody was not happy with the decision that they made, I mean, you know, managers do get thrown out of games. That happens. Usually they're not very apologetic. Also, they don't have long hair or hand tattoos. Gabe Kapler, of course, the exception to that. I'm gonna say Jorge Alfaro. I mean, maybe I missed something, but he's got long kind of curly hair like that.
That is so random, and you're so wrong. It was actually Phillies pitcher Matt Strom. He got ejected yesterday because him and Cutter Crawford had an anthem standoff. So they were standing there after the anthem. He said Cutter Crawford kind of gave him a look, and he was just like, okay, I guess it's on. So, of course, they both got ejected. Matt Strom wasn't starting. He's not even going to be starting anymore. Like, he really could have been available for the bullpen because that's where the Phillies need some help. So, like, wasn't too big of a deal, but also, like, you know, maybe he could have been used in that game. Who knows? But yeah, an anthem standoff yesterday.
Yeah, you can't do that if you're a reliever. It has to be like, you know, you're getting the day off or you're on the IL and you can do that. I haven't seen one of those in a while. It's funny. There was a Rockies game that the last homestand where there were a couple guys on the Rockies side. There were like three of them that were staring out at the Brewers side. And I was like, oh, are we going to get something? But the Brewers guys just didn't care. And they went back in the dugout and the Rockies, the trio kind of walked back in. So I've never seen that happen at Coors Field, but maybe the Rockies will participate in some fun.
Maybe. You know what? I just love all these goofy things that happen in baseball sometimes. And an anthem standoff is one of them. So silly.
That's pretty good.
So silly.
I like
that. You ready for the next quote?
Oh, let's do it. Yeah.
Okay. Quote, what I've been doing is not good enough. It's been really bad.
Ooh. Who's been struggling?
Who's been struggling that bad?
Well, you know what? The guy who's probably been struggling the most, and this feels like a professional veteran type quote where it's short and sweet. You're kind of just hitting it. You don't want to talk about it. You're going to move on. Young guys sometimes will just keep talking to try to figure something out, say something different than just the baseball cliches. Is it Anthony Rendon?
You know what? I'm going to just add this one thing. This is not the full quote. Do you want more of the quote?
Oh, I'll take a phone.
It was so long. I just wanted to like get to the meat of it. Okay, I'm going to give you more of it. Quote, I think I've just been really poor and I'm trying to fix it, but I don't know if I'm doing the right things in the cage. I think I've got to do my homework and I feel like I have been trying to do my homework, but what I've been doing is not good enough. It's been really bad. That's more of the quote.
Wow.
So someone got candid with the media, Patrick.
I mean, yeah, it's funny how when guys are struggling, you don't really hear about them that much. There's only two names on the top of my list that I would think of guys who seem like they've been struggling. Juan Soto, I think he's been playing a little bit better, but he hasn't been that MVP candidate that, you know, the Padres thought they were acquiring. And the other guy that's really been struggling so much is for our Colorado Rockies, and that would be Ryan McMahon.
So which is your guess?
Oh, okay. Ryan McMahon?
You think RyMac said this? No, but it is a former teammate of his. Nolan Arenado said this to the St. Louis Dispatch. He is so frustrated with how things are going for him right now. Oh no, Patrick is frozen now. What a shame. We're going to hope we can. This is actually maybe this might be like the worst time for him to freeze simply because it's supposed to be a game between the two of us. But Alyssa, can you believe Nolan Arenado said this?
No, I cannot.
Simply cannot. While we wait for, okay, you know what? We'll give him like a 30 seconds to
he
come back.
Off, so he might call back in.
He might call back in. Okay. There is the next quote that I have. There's a video that goes along with it. So if we don't get him back, maybe we can show that. Let me pull it up on Twitter while we're waiting.
Do you want me to pull up the... Oh, here he is.
Oh, he's back. Is he back?
And we're back.
And he's back. Patrick, can you hear me?
Hello?
You? You know what? We might just be finishing this show out without him because this is the way it is. Alyssa, you're gonna play Say What Now with me, but I'm gonna show you this video.
Okay, hang on. Let me see if okay. I can.
This is now a game between me and Alyssa. What a treat. Guys, this is why we do this live, because live is so fun.
Okay, I see him. He just has
you
no
You see him.
Audio.
I'll address some of the comments while we're waiting. Oh, Mark in the comments. I can't believe he said it. Him and the team have been really down. I'm guessing you're talking about Nolan Arenado, the quote that we just mentioned of his. And hey, he's been watching some of the games. So there we go. Patrick's Patrick, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Good. Welcome
hear you
back.
A lot better than hear you a lot better than I can see Nolan Arenado having some success. Look, someone from the main account, and again, don't know who it was. There are all these people that have access to the DNVR Rockies account on Twitter said, I wonder if the Cardinals would be willing to just trade back Arenado to the Rockies since they clearly don't need him. I don't know who that was, but that was an interesting comment. I feel like we should, you know, just mention here on the pod because it's a thing.
It's a tough scene. Patrick, we got one more quote. Are you ready?
I need to get this one.
I need you to get this one. I wonder if you will. Okay. Quote, I'd never experienced something like that before, and it makes me think twice about wearing a cup now. Patrick, who said that?
First off, think twice about wearing a cup? Like, your thinking should be over. If there's anything that happens in regards to that, like, you don't need to think. Like, there's a reason why you're probably talking about this.
You're overcomplicating.
No, I'm just saying, Akil Badu, when you get hit sliding to second base like that, you know what I'm saying? Akil Badu, let's go.
Yes, you are correct. Listen, when you've experienced that kind of pain, not that I've experienced that kind of pain, but I'm assuming he doesn't have all of the right words right there for him. But yeah, that was a tough scene. But Akil Badu said that to MLB.com's Jason Beck after that interesting caught stealing where a ball hit him right in his parts.
Yeah, he didn't get caught stealing, but he definitely got caught. We'll just leave it at that. Like, oof. That was rough. Yeah, that was rough.
Tough scene.
You have to be wearing a protective cup just at all times. You just gotta. I don't know.
I don't really have any input on this because I just can't relate, simply. So leave it at that.
Excellent. Well, look, we got a Pirates game to watch. Rockies trying to avoid the sweep and win a game. Again, they've never been totally shut out and shut down by the Pirates in a season. But they go 0-6. I don't think so. Who are we going to get a win from? Is it going to be Connor Siebold today, or will it be tomorrow's pitcher, Mr. Ryan Feltner?
Ooh, I think I would put my money on Ryan Feltner. He's a big Midwest guy.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, he could. Actually, excuse me, it's not Ryan Feltner. It's Antonio Senzatella. I forgot. He's so new in the rotation.
Oh, my gosh, that's right. Yeah, no, you know what? I would also put that money on Senza.
Yeah, I think they're going to win one of these next two. They win two in a row from the Pirates. I mean, as you pointed out, you know, they've struggled a little bit, but... look, this is why we play the games.
That's baseball.
That's baseball. This is why we have an account on Twitter at @DNVR_Rockies. This is why I'm at Patrick D. Lyons on Twitter.
And you know what? I'm at the Susie Hunter on all platforms. No one knows why.
All platforms.
All platforms.
All platforms. Well, this has been wonderful. I'm glad everybody enjoyed the 1987 sheet of Topps cards behind me. We'll have to share that out a little bit. I feel like that's given us some momentum here, Susie, but unfortunately, okay, we can't just keep it and just claim it as it were, because they say something. They say something about momentum.
Who are they and what do they say?
I don't know who they are, but what they say is, I can hear them. I can't see them or know anything about them, but they say, your momentum is only as good as your next show. So we will talk to you tomorrow on Wednesday, post-game, about 1 p.m.-ish on the DNVR Sports channel here on YouTube.